Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Morning After News Update.
Take it, friends. Arm yourselves with knowledge.
It's Chrissy Bones, Monday Night Football.
Another, is that Bob in our intro again?
Another, did sounded you like it. Bob upset that Michelle's not here. Another terrible nationally televised game tonight. The 1-7 Giants at the 2-7 49ers. San Francisco minus 3.5. Eli's going to count to 3 and then run for his life all night. The over-under on checkdowns to Saquon should be at 15?
It's 17.
Settle down, Eagle fan.
Oh, yeah, Eagle fan, relax this morning.
Eagle fan taking shots at the two-time Super Bowl champion
Hall of Famer
like Eli Manning.
I told you, other than last year was a complete aberration. We got the ring. It was great. They made a run.
So, yeah, you are aware you're never going to win again.
I've suffered through a bunch of home losses in a row when they weren't a very bad team, and I've sat there saying, what are they? Where's the spark? Where's
the light?
Did you crack
your glasses? I'm just noticing.
Yeah, they're broken, and I don't have a backup.
Was that at the football game last night? Michelle Serpico, what's going on here?
Like, I looked at you guys this morning instead of Michelle. The glasses just shattered. But yeah, I mean, this is the
Michelle might be calling in too. Maybe. For the record, she's going to be back tomorrow.
What I'm worried about is
people.
She was there with her new boyfriend.
I think
and
people
now
are tuning in. They're thinking, "Oh my God, this is the new crew. They got rid of Michelle." No, we didn't get rid of Michelle.
Michelle will be back.
Michelle's going to be back.
Week 10 in the NFL, of course.
Can we just put a picture up of her?
Titans 34, Patriots 10 over the weekend.
Though, Corey. Don't touch this.
Patriots fall to 7-3, as bad as a Brady Belichick team can look against the Titans, especially for home field in the AFC playoffs. Chiefs now 7-1. Chiefs 26, Cardinals 14. Chiefs, like I said, go to 9-1. Chiefs Patrick Mahomes, a new single season team record for TDs, breaking Len Dawson's record of 30 in 1964. Saints.
And his girlfriend's stepfather died at the game, Bones. I think that's part of the issue. That's brutal. Included in the update here.
It's terrible, yeah.
I know it's terrible. I'm just saying it happened.
Saints 51, Bengals 14. The Bengals, according to the sus downstairs, just fired, I believe, their DC after Drew Brees and the Saints put 51
points. That'll happen.
Yeah, Saints rolled their eighth straight win. Rams 36, Seahawks 31. Rams go to 9-1. And let me scroll down to this tidbit because I know you guys are all over this already. Week 11's Monday Night Football matchup next week between the Chiefs and Rams is now open with the highest over-under probably ever. No records kept before 1986, but very likely the highest total of all time. The over-under just opened at Westgate at 64. Offshore books a bit lower at 63.5 since 1990.
And bet down to 63 now.
I'm about to say it'd be bet down.
No total since 1990 has been higher than 62. The 11 totals of 57.5 since 2003 have all gone over, including three this year.
Wow.
Interesting.
How about that for a stat? I got a stat.
That's some A-game stuff there, Bones.
Wow,
I'm impressed.
That's pretty good.
Dropping ATS knowledge.
Rams 36, Seahawks 31. Rams go to 9-1. The big story there, of course, the campfire wildfire, which is now responsible for, I just looked, over 31 deaths between the three fires. 200 people are still missing in those fires. The campfire wildfire is consuming the nearby hills near the training complex for the Rams, forced the evacuation of many players and coaches from their homes. Jared Goff himself, one of the players forced from his home. Goff said after the game he was hoping today provided a little bit of joy and regularity for those people affected. Big fantasy injury.
It never does, though. Whenever people say that, like, really? Like,
what else can you say?
It's a football game.
Right, what can you say? Cooper Kupp done for the season, most likely a torn ACL.
Donate your money to them. That'll affect them more than you winning.
Yeah. My Eagles laid down at home to the Cowboys. Cowboys 27, Eagles 20. Ezekiel Elliott, 151 on the ground, including the go-ahead TD on a one-yard run in the fourth. Zeke also caught a touchdown pass, the third straight home loss for the Eagles. All head coach Doug Peterson could say after the game was, all of us need to look in the mirror. Then Carson Wentz added, we all got to look in the mirror.
Look in the mirror and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe I have a Super Bowl ring.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the most overrated world champs of all would be my Philadelphia Eagles, sadly. Don't expect Le'Veon Bell to show up to the Steelers facility this or any other week, as Pittsburgh is finally not expecting Lev to play for them this season. Bell is not said whether he will or won't sign his tender or accept
it's
a one-year
like
deal.
You know, at some point, you always think maybe the ex-girlfriend's calling back or
no.
You're waiting for the phone. Yeah, maybe things.
Time to move on.
I think the Steelers are starting to realize, don't think he's showing up. I don't think he's showing up.
It's like 11:30 on Thanksgiving.
Even behind
night.
The scenes, I'm coming in tomorrow. I think they're like,
damn. It's like Bob from Vermont looking out the window. Is Michelle here yet?
It's 11:30 on Thanksgiving night. Like, I know she's going to at least text.
No invite coming, man.
But she's going to at least text, wish my mom happy Thanksgiving, right?
Looks like it's Popeye's chicken for Thanksgiving again this year.
The deadline is 4 p.m.
I've done it before. Probably a low point of my life, eating at a KFC Thanksgiving, living in Hollywood. Sitting there alone, eating a biscuit in KFC, wondering where your life is going.
I've been that guy, Gabe.
Yeah, deadline is 4 p.m. tomorrow. College football, real quick. Biggest upset, really not a big upset when you consider Kentucky hadn't beaten the Vols since 1984 in Tennessee. Tennessee trounces Kentucky 24-7. Tennessee now 17 straight against Kentucky. Louisville 54-23 over Syracuse, or Syracuse over Louisville 54-23 Friday night. Cost
Bobby
Petrino.
You're talking basketball because Louisville can't win at football.
Cost Bobby Petrino his job. Petrino fired Sunday as the Cardinal dropped to an unexpected 2-8. The Cuse win sets up a big showdown right here
Massive.
In New York City Saturday against Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium.
Yes.
Also on Saturday, no defense allowed. Davidson rushed for 789 yards against San Diego and lost.
They lost?
Oh, that's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
56-52.
They're the college version of the Buccaneers.
Four players on Davidson over
150. I saw that. I assume they won the game.
No,
they lost.
How do you rush for 780 yards and lose a game, man?
Ask Tampa.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's roll. The morning after Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabe Morenci, Corey Parson in the house. Michelle Serpico not with us. What do I hear dogs barking?
It must be the song. DK is opening up a land-based sports book in Mississippi.
A land-based sports book?
In Mississippi.
Interesting. Nice to see that Mississippi is ahead of the curve of the state of New York once again.
Once again, Mississippi getting it done.
Mississippi.
I don't know if I'll be able to visit that one. It might be segregated, but wait a minute now, boy. Wait a minute now, 1 second.
No, that's it. Come on, Corey. Everybody's allowed.
Son, it's Mississippi, son.
Everyone's
that joint
allowed.
Might be segregated.
I've been to Mississippi.
You bet at the back. You bet at the outdoor window.
I've been to Mississippi. I didn't have any problems.
You're Canadian, Gabe. don't got beef with you, Gabe. It's me.
They don't got a beef.
And they can't really figure out what's going on. He said, you can go bet in the back.
I actually did hang around with a black guy, though, with a brother
in
there.
In Mississippi?
In Mississippi.
He was very uncomfortable, wasn't
no,
he?
No. There weren't any issues.
Really? Was he uncomfortable, though?
No.
He was good.
No, it's not like he was the only black guy at the game or the state. Like, we went to a Mississippi State LSU game.
Son, I don't know, son.
But I will say, probably besides, like, the relatives and the players,
it's a
pretty white crowd.
Yeah, exactly. So this DK Sportsbook.
You know what the county was, too? You can't make this up.
Not Tupelo.
Hazard.
Oh, God.
I looked up. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a hazard.
There was no alcohol. It was a dry county.
Oh, wow.
Dry county.
That's crazy.
We got to the game. We didn't know this. I was on like a 2-day bender, too. And I really needed a beer. We're in the South. It's all hot and sticky and stuff. It's like it was one of these early games, like 11 morning kickoff because, I don't know, it was a big TV, ESPN game or whatever. So we get inside the stadium and I'm like, man, I need to get a beer. Start looking around. All I see is like lemonade stands and Dr. Pepper. So I go up. I'm like, where's the beer stand? She's like, there's no beer here. Like, I'm too old to be going to college games. I went to the Rutgers, Michigan game. I had a bunch of frat boys like try to beat me up.
Yeah, no, Gabe. What happened with that, son?
They tried to beat me up.
They wanted smoke with the old man?
Well, they wanted smoke. They were mouthing off until they saw. I told the kid, I'm going to smash your effing face open. And then his girlfriend was like, I think we better go.
that's probably a good idea.
He was like, I'm going to get the police. You just threatened me. I was like, you really suck, kid.
You talked
and
all that trash.
He wasn't even going into the game
either. You talked all that trash. When I said I'll smash your face, you called the cops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I I was taking a leak in the bush. He's like, I'm going to tell the cop that you took a leak in the bush.
What a chump.
Yeah, good luck, Rutgers. The morning after continues.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The Morning After continues on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A degenerate Dean checks in via Twitter and says, "Hey, Morency, maybe the fantasy exec Parson will like Jared Goff a little more once he now knows that he is a Golden State Warrior fan."
Okay. I like him more about it. I can deal with that.
And also, I believe that Jared Goff, I don't know if he dates or does he hang around with Steve Kerr's daughter.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. All right.
I don't know. They might be friends. There's a picture of them together. Still here, a bus but it doesn't driver. Look like they're a couple.
Yeah, still a bus driver. But still, I'm glad to hear that he's
in. He's more than a bus driver.
Glad to hear that he's a part of the Kerr. I'm glad to hear that he's in with the Kerrs. And I'm glad to hear that he's a fan of Dub Dynasty.
Right? So one thing about Jared Goff, we were talking about this. So Jared Goff and the Holly Berry stuff. On Sunday during the Los Angeles Rams game against the Seattle Seahawks, microphones picked up Jared Goff shouting out instructions to the line of scrimmage. By the sound of it, Goff checked into a play called Holly Berry, which sounds remarkably similar to the name of the actress. Turns out that's what he was saying.
Okay.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
Jared Goff, it's my favorite play ever. Holly Berry tweets him. Says, nice. Hold up, what's a Holly Berry?
Yeah.
He goes, it's my favorite play ever. And that's how Holly Berry became the biggest line of scrimmage version since Omaha.
Omaha.
Unlike the two other, the Rams' choice of words, easier to explain. Berry's a famous actress. The Rams are in L.A. As ESPN's Lindsay Theory reports, McNay said he named the play after Berry because of her beauty, and it was a compliment to the Oscar winner.
Nice, okay. Oh, look at that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jared Goff for that.
They're gonna start raising it up a notch and start using like other actress names.
They might as well.
Lisa Ann. Tori Black. Tori Black.
John Schneider.
Kia Maria. Kia. That'd be great to troll the 49ers.
Yes.
That's like the play called Kia Maria.
Yeah, I know, right?
The chick with Jimmy G.
Jimmy G's piece.
I have the audio of that.
Oh, do we have him? Holly, can you hear him say it?
Yeah,
let's
hear
it.
Right off the top, he says it twice.
I'm telling you, he has jumped up to a really...
Holly Berry. Holly Berry.
Holly Berry.
I'm telling you.
Holly Berry, 64. Holly Berry.
Well, now
throw to a wide open wide receiver.
Now everyone
knows. Throw to a wide open wide receiver.
Yeah, but say.
If the pass rush come, I'm throwing it out of bounds. If the pass rush come, I'm throwing it out of bounds.
I cannot believe that there's one, like you have one incompletion from Jared Goff. You're like, oh, look, he's got happy feet.
So I've seen two halves of bad football in the past 3 weeks.
Two halves of bad football? He threw for 318 yards.
So two halves of bad football in the past 3 weeks.
Two halves of football. Good thing you're not like a voter into the Hall of Fame. Unless you're a Dallas Cowboy, no one gets in.
No.
Saw you throw an incompletion once. I don't know, Jared. I'm sorry. You threw the ball out of bounds once. I didn't like that play.
Rams
play Monday night football. Speaking of tonight, let's jump in here. Dun 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 dun. The New York Giants.
Boo.
Dun 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 dun.
Boo.
Take on the San Francisco 49ers. You know what? This Giant helmet's a lot tinnier than the.
Yeah. That giant
this is
one,
like this Niner one is like a real helmet. This one's that, like a replica.
That giant one is one that Eli Manning signed for a fake one that Eli Manning signed and didn't get in trouble for.
Is this the Eli? Well, yeah, I don't know. Is it real or did you sign it?
We had to erase the signature from Eli Manning.
We couldn't verify it.
We couldn't verify it, so we just took it off. More than likely, it wasn't real.
Yeah,
clown,
so,
cheater.
Honestly, this every time Eli Manning takes the field right now. It could be, I'm not going to say his last start, because I imagine, let's say he sucks tonight.
Yeah.
They sit him down.
He'll give him the last home
game. I imagine he'd get the last home
he'll
game.
The last home game for a send-off.
But we're really getting to this point now. And honestly, you'd be hard-pressed to believe that the Giants aren't going to move on at the end of the year
or at least draft
a quarterback.
They have to.
Or sign a quarterback.
See what Laletta has and then figure it out. Listen, they're trending right
now. Kyle Laletta is pretty good, actually.
Do we know that?
But the thing is, the guy's a small-time college guy. It's one thing to look good in the preseason and in practices.
Let him get in the game. Let him get in the game. That's it. Let him get in the game.
I personally think the New York Giants should sign a free agent quarterback after. I don't think they should start over. You've got Odell Beckham. You've got Saquon Barkley. You've got Shepard. You've got Ingram. You don't want to be starting over. You want to bring in a veteran guy, a guy that can move this offense. You start over with a rookie quarterback, and you're just in a purgatory again for a couple of years.
Yeah, but okay, what you going to do? You going to go bring Derek Carr out this joint? You going to go bring Jameis Winston out here?
Not Jameis Winston. Maybe Carr.
And what does that do?
What, Derek Carr?
Give me a quarterback on
Derek
the rookie
Carr's
deal.
He's a better Eli Manning.
Give me a quarterback on the rookie deal. Let me build around him. By the time he gets to year 3 or 4, I got a chance to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know if
any
of these.
I still got good years left for Odell and Saquon.
I don't know if any of these rookie quarterbacks are this year and this year's draft or franchise.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, who's that good?
Who's that? What's that Herbert kid?
I'm not
in scouting mode yet. You know what I'm saying?
He's all right. I watch him a lot, Corey. Whatever. He's a spread offense, big kid. He throws a good football. Yeah, you know what? He's got physical ability. Doesn't mean that he's a franchise saver in the National Football League.
I'm not saying
Jared Stidham with Auburn isn't. Drew Locke is pretty good with Missouri.
I think Jarrett Stidham can play. I can see Jarrett Stidham in New York.
I'm not a big Stidham guy.
Okay.
I can see Stidham in New York, and I can see Stidham struggling in New York.
Who else is out there?
Like Stidham's really not better than Bryce Perry, bro.
Wait, so what? Should they wait for Tua? Take again next
Tua,
year?
Tua, yes.
Take again next year and wait for Tua?
Yeah. Tua is, to me, looks like...
Tua's the real deal.
Couldn't Tua come out this year, though?
I don't think Tua
he played last year.
I think Tua has
He played in the championship game last year.
That's interesting.
This would technically be his second year.
No, if Tua was able to come out this year, he would beat the top of big boards, and he's not.
Now you figure, well, you're right. We'd hear more about it.
Exactly. Tua can't come out
this I don't know what the deal
year.
With his eligibility is.
Tua won the Heisman this year.
Look, he played the second half of the game last year in the championship game. I mean, you know,
I don't know. Put it like this. If Tua was eligible for NFL this year, he would be the top of draft boards, and teams would really be tanking. Because he looks like he can be a franchise savior.
I'm seeing here, Tua. No, 2020. How is he not eligible for the draft for 2020? I don't understand this.
So this is 2018. So yeah, he has to play this year. Obviously, the draft being 2019.
He is a sophomore, meaning he still has at least one more year.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were allowed to leave after 2 years. I don't understand why it would only be 2020 for him.
Maybe he didn't play enough last year. Maybe he didn't log enough on-field minutes last year.
Yeah, he only played a half, so I guess it's the eligibility thing.
Yeah. You know, Rich Simonillo called that.
He called what?
That they would make a quarterback change in the game? They would make a quarterback. That there's a good chance they'd make a quarterback change in the game.
You should start taking his picks. His picks are all right. They're not great. He knows a lot about college football, though.
He does.
Alabama are now 10-0 against the spread in the first half, guys.
That didn't hit this week, Gabe.
Yeah, it hit this week. They were up.
Was it? I thought they were up 14-0 at half.
No.
They got to 21?
I think it was 17-0 at the half. It covered. I was at the Rutgers game. And I can tell you what it was. Yeah, it covered again. And it covered the game where they pushed the game at 24.
They pushed the game, yeah.
Depends on when you bet it. And I see now people are being negative towards Alabama, that they're showing cracks. They're not dominating. What do you want from them? They won 24-0.
They won
the week before 29-0.
Nobody's going to beat Alabama this year. Nobody's even close to beating Alabama this year.
All right, so the Giants game tonight against the San Francisco 49ers. Last week, Nick Mullins set all kinds of records. He came in as a rookie and his first ever start. The thing is, the Raiders flat out freaking quit. The New York Giants haven't quit. You get bad football teams.
That game against the Eagles, they quit.
Well, they got worn out.
Okay.
They were getting blown out.
Yeah.
Right? But as a whole, they haven't quit, Corey. Like, New York Giant players are putting the work in during the practice week. They have a coach. Like, Gruden is trying to lose games. The Giants aren't trying to tank, dude. And, you know, I'm a big quote guy. You got to read between the lines when players talk. And I actually believe what Eli Manning is saying. I believe what the coaching staff is saying.
You're part of the problem.
No, they are admittingly stating, we desperately need to win in this football game. Normally, you won't get teams being that honest. It's another game. We're going to do our best. The coaching staff came out and said, we need to win. Eli Manning knows, and he said, our guys put so much work in practice. We need to get some results out of this. And he knows he's the reason why they're not getting the results.
Then sit down, Eli. That's the only way they're going to get results if you sit down.
He's going to play well tonight.
I've heard that before.
He's going to play well tonight. The New York Giants have played their best football on the road this year. and we'll tell you why I like the New York Giants to cover the point spread and win this game outright on the other side. The morning after on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network continues.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
The morning after on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm Gabriel Morenci. Shout out to everyone in the chat. As far as Tua's eligibility is concerned, you can bolt if you're a sophomore, but only if you are redshirted.
So he wasn't.
3 years removed from high school.
There you go.
So he's 2 years. He's a natural sophomore.
Yeah,
so
he's a real sophomore.
Yeah.
He's a true sophomore.
Yeah. So the old red shirt means that if you were there for a year and you didn't play.
Yeah, but he played.
Yeah. So, yeah, he played in that.
And there's
a year of eligibility for a half of football.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Because you'll see that in college football sometimes. QB will be struggling. It's like week 8 or something. And they're like, man, we got this kid on the sideline. Because you could be on the sideline in uniform and stuff.
Yeah.
And the coach can decide, do I sabotage an eligibility for like 3-4 games here? Do I put this kid in? Or do we salvage another year out of it? So, yeah, so Tua would have another year. So, God, he's going to be scary next year, bro, in college football.
He would be a 2-time Heisman Trophy winner, number one pick in the draft.
He's already scary now.
There you go right there. That's his next 2.5 years. He'll win 2 Heisman Trophies, be the first pick of the NFL draft in April.
People talking about Buffalo, actually. So, how about them Buffalo Bills? But I don't want to focus on the Bills too much.
No, we shouldn't.
Who saw that coming? Todd Bowles most likely going to get fired right now. Harbaugh, no doubt, will be linked. Because this story's not getting a ton of attention here. John Harbaugh is one of the best coaches in football. And the guy's just a winner. He's a good coach. And it appears as though him and the Baltimore Ravens are coming to a mutual parting of ways.
Yeah.
Which is kind of rare because it's never mutual, really.
Yeah. They probably told him, listen, you're going to have to play Lamar Jackson. He probably was like, I don't want to operate like that.
I don't know if they told him. Lamar Jackson's not ready.
He
wasn't ready to be a quarterback.
So why the rumors? Why the rumors now? It has to be about Jackson. It really does. The rumors are about Jackson. What else is he doing wrong? They want to get Jackson in there. They think Flacco's washed. They probably called him in and told him.
And Harbaugh knows if I start Jackson, I don't win games.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
He probably told him, hey, we don't win games.
Yep,
we go 6-10 if we
well,
do
well, we
this.
Understand that. You're the head coach. Somebody's got to take it.
And
we
now,
want Jackson. He said, if y'all going to make me play Jackson, don't even extend me. Let's part mutually.
Yeah, and now it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. If it's true, if Harbaugh really is leaving, I don't see how they're going to I really don't see how they're not going to eventually get to Lamar Jackson, which leads us back into this game tonight. So if you look at the New York Giants football team this year, they played their best football on the road. They beat the Houston Texans outright on the road.
Uh-huh.
On the road against the Carolina Panthers, Eli Manning had, I think, his best statistical game of the year. No, second best. 300. So this is them on the road. All right. At Dallas, that was the opening game.
They lost.
He threw for 279 yards on the road. Following week, they actually won. Hard to believe the Giants were 1-1.
It is hard to believe that.
Wow, like... I will admit, too, I said the Giants would win more than 6.5 games. I thought the season win total
Everybody was
too low.
Everybody was on that
except
for me.
Thought it was too low. I admit
Everybody
it.
Was on that except for me, but I'm a genius.
Oh, the fantasy exec. No, you're not a genius. You're just biased.
No, I knew the Giants. No.
No, because you did say that. I'll give you credit. You also said the Redskins.
And I said that the thing with the Giants is you
I believe
got
you also
a
said the Buccaneers were going to win that division.
I did. You also got a 38-year-old millionaire quarterback that has no interest in learning a new offense.
Okay, but look, let me just point this out here. So, on the road, 33 of 44, 279 yards for Eli Manning against Dallas.
All right.
On the road, in a win, 25 of 39, 297 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Okay? Came back home, was a little worse.
It was horrible.
Quarterback rating of 75.6. Goes on the road, Carolina. 22 of 36, 326 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Comes back home to the game that you and I went to.
It was disgusting.
34-13, terrible. 24 of 43, 55.8% only completed of his passes. 281 yards, an interception. He only averaged 6.5 yards per completion. It wasn't a pretty game for him.
No, it wasn't. It was pitiful. The natives were restless.
Goes on the road. What happens? Goes on the road. 27 to 38 in Atlanta. Backdoor covers them. 399 yards.
Good game.
One touchdown, zero interceptions.
Solid game.
Comes
what
back
it was
home,
worth.
Plays against Washington. Terrible. 30 of 47.
Boo.
316
Boo.
Yards, but a hollow 316
Eli, you
yards.
Suck, bro.
Two interceptions.
Eli, you suck, bro.
So basically, it's as I stated, Eli Manning has played his best football. He's played his best football on the road this year. The Giants have played their best football on the road. You look, they beat Houston on the road. They lost by 2 points against Carolina. They lost by 3 points against Atlanta. At home, they lost by 7. They lost by 11. They lost by 15.
They stink.
Yeah, in a Jacksonville game, which we excluded. Yeah, he threw for 224 yards at home against Jacksonville in week one. So you see where I'm going with this. Eli Manning and the Giants have been better on the road. They are a desperate football team. They want to win this game. It's but not. They're not like a case of the Raiders.
They're desperate
the field
every week, though. They're desperate every week. They stink every week.
Yeah, but it's not like San Francisco's any good.
No, you're right. It's a pitiful game.
People
it's hard
are
to
being
handicap
fooled.
This game.
People are being fooled by San Francisco's win against Oakland and by Nick Mullins' game against against Oakland. They're being tricked.
I can see that.
Now here's Eli Manning, and I like to hear this from Eli Manning. I think there's an urgency to get things going for sure. We need to get some wins. We got to get this going, and everybody wants it. The team needs it for the morale and just for the hard work and everything that we put in.
The morale is already shot.
We just need to reap the benefits of the work and feel good about what we're doing.
Yeah. If they get a victory tonight, they'll come back home and lose the rest of the games in the season.
Yeah, but winning, you know, it's just...
You get one. Laletta will be out there soon. And it's washed. I think the most intriguing
thing, they win this game outright.
I can see them winning the game tonight. I have no problem with that. I'm not going to disagree with you on that. What I think is most interesting is how long is this...
Their next game is a winnable game, Corey. It's against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
They should win that.
In New York.
They should win that.
In New York against Fitz.
I wouldn't bet that, but they should win that.
That'll get ugly if they don't.
Oh, the Natives will be real restless.
Like, this is it for Eli.
They
right
might
now.
Tear the stadium.
No,
down.
No, this is it. Like, this is you're got, right.
Yeah.
Like, if they lose tonight,
yeah,
and then they come home and they lose to the Bucs, it's over,
son,
Corey.
They might tear that stadium
down.
No.
It's one thing to lose
week.
To the Eagles and stuff. Yeah, like, yeah. We were there, man.
Yeah, it was bad.
People were hostile.
If they lose to the Bucs next week at Jet Life Stadium, oh, that joint going to be nasty.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to love every minute of
and
it.
Dude, after that, you know what the Giants' schedule is?
Who?
At the Philadelphia Eagles.
Loss.
Versus the Chicago Bears.
Loss.
That Bear defense is going to kill Eli.
Loss.
At Washington.
Loss.
Versus Tennessee.
Loss.
At Indianapolis.
Loss.
Versus Dallas. Last
loss.
Game of the year.
Loss. Loss.
Like tonight,
loss.
They almost better win this freaking game tonight.
Yeah, or they're going to be 1-15. And that'll be wonderful. Can Shermer withstand a 1-15, 2-14 season? Real nasty with the media.
I got to tell
New
you,
York
yes,
savvy guy.
Because it's going to reflect poorly on the Giant organization that just fired a coach. You can't go through a coach a year.
You're right. You're right.
They
that's
just
true.
Got rid of McAdoo.
Right. They got that. That's true. But what if a real hot name is available, like Harbaugh?
Man, Harbaugh seems like he was born to be a Giant coach.
He seems like
all
he's a serious, New York Giants
you just
coach.
Picture him in a hoodie there.
Be,
like,
yeah, he would do a great job
like if
with
you're
the
a Cowboy
media.
Coach, you don't want
no,
Harbaugh
no, no,
in
no,
your division.
No, you don't. You don't. Because he can coach.
Yeah, he'd get the. He's the perfect fit for the Giants, too. Some people, he's being brought up for the Cowboys. That's the thing. Harbaugh's name is going to be brought up everywhere.
Every job. Every job.
Like Green Bay, his yeah. name has already been brought
Cleveland
up.
Probably
because
got
he's saying about McCarthy getting
yep.
rushed out of
Cleveland
town.
Cleveland probably put a call in already.
If Browns, I was Cleveland, that'd be my guy.
They probably have already contacted his agent.
Lincoln Riley, I get it, but the guy's never coached in the NFL. He's 33 years old.
Yeah, but it's working now.
I like it. One thing I'd say with Cleveland, if they go with Lincoln Riley, who's the Oklahoma Sooner head coach, and the reason there's Lincoln Riley rumors because, of course, he was with Baker Mayfield. Cleveland have done everything.
Yeah, they really
they have tried hiring yeah, successful yeah. coaches, new coaches, young coaches, old coaches. You know, they've tried everything, so I don't have a problem with him shaking things up a little bit. You want to roll the dice with Lincoln Riley? You know, it is. It seems like Baker Mayfield is going to be a competitive quarterback moving forward. Speaking about who ruined my Sunday, you know one guy from a fantasy perspective that keeps on hurting me? Jarvis Landry, man.
Yeah, you know what?
Dear God, it's weird. Cleveland, they put up 34 points or whatever in a week. You figure, you look at the stats, Corey, the guy's got two fantasy points.
No, you know what's crazy? He is the second, if I'm not mistaken, he's the second and most targeted receiver in NFL, but the chemistry with him and Mayfield just isn't there. They're very short passes.
Yeah.
He's not getting no yards after the catch.
He's dropped a few balls.
He's dropped a few balls, but he's getting a ton of targets. But the chemistry just isn't there with him and Mayfield. He's not, that more intermediate route is there. He's not getting the ball in the red zone. He's not getting no yards after the catch. He's just getting a ton of targets, but the fantasy production has been disgraceful.
All right, so
did you guys hear what he said after the game? It sounded like something Gabe would say. Check this out.
And when I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
All right.
Yeah, that's
I like that.
Dangerous to who is the question?
I just woke up feeling real dangerous.
So, so we got Nick Mullins tonight, who was dangerous last week against the Raiders. Raiders flat out quit. I think the Giants can win this football game. I really do. I'm betting on the Giants. There's no turning back. I already have the Giants in a contest. I went 5-1 in the Golden Nugget contest. So we got a puncher's chance here. It's some pretty big money.
All right, let's do it. Let's get it done.
Yeah, like I said, so we go to Vegas and party, collect. You go and collect wild card weekend.
That's the good weekend to collect.
Yeah. Basically, too, we can get to Vegas from here. Pretty much at the same point in time, it'll take us to get to like Rutgers or a Giants.
Yeah, to get to MetLife Stadium. Yeah. Excuse me, JetLife Stadium.
Yeah. All right. So Jimmy Butler, we didn't get into the Jimmy Butler stuff. We talked a lot about Jimmy Butler. Finally, Minnesota did the best thing that they can do on this. Jimmy Butler didn't put he didn't make it easy on the Minnesota Timberwolves. He really didn't. And you know, he ends up with Philadelphia right now, and I have to wonder, of all places, if this is actually a good basketball fit for him. We'll get our boy Pete Annapolis on tomorrow to hit this. Today's just one of these days. We had David Letterman, one of his head writers, scheduled to join us.
All right, what
gone.
Happened? All right.
No, Michelle Serpico.
Not here.
Gone.
It's me. And
I appreciate
you
showed up today. Yeah. I'd be sitting here alone.
It's just me and you, Gabe. But you know, and listen, and we're always here. You know what I'm saying? Doing yeoman's work. It'd be nice to see some appreciation at some point. With that being said, if JB thought Wiggins and Carl Anthony Towns were aloof,
wait till
he meet Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Like the Philadelphia 76ers are literally the Eastern Conference version of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
It's the same.
They are the same team. Like they're under, like it's the same thing, except they're even more prickly. If that's the best way to describe it, prickly.
The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only place to go for 24/7 fantasy sports advice. Once you download the FNTSY Sports Radio app, you'll get the most accurate experts and most entertaining programming in the fantasy sports world. Listen to great shows like Fantasy Football Frenzy.
There you go right there, Goon Squad.
Game Time Decisions.
Good teams win, great teams cover.
Fantasy Freestyle.
You know what it is.
And plenty more.
Boom!
Download the FNTSY Sports Radio app on your iPhone and Android devices now and take the best fantasy sports talk wherever life leads you.
All right, let me tell you about the DailyRoto.com Elite Package. It gives you year-round access to the suite of successful tools and projections that DailyRoto.com subscribers have been using to print money in NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB, and PGA Daily Fantasy. And when you sign up for the Elite Package, you'll get the all-new NFL betting tools they've rolled out this year that includes picks against the spread, money line, game totals, and player props. Head on over to DailyRoto.com, click on Go Premium, and check out what the Elite Package has to offer. If you don't have a problem with winning money year-round, you're going to love it. Enter promo code FNTSY for a special discount and start winning today. Shout out to DailyRoto.com. Right quick, Gabe, last night after the Boston Celtics lost.
Again.
They were plus 112 last night. It was too good to turn down. Kyrie Irving said, it would be nice if we had someone that was a 15-year, 14-year vet that could kind of help us understand it's a long marathon rather than just the full-on sprint. And I'm like, bro, you do not want to bring Carmelo Anthony anywhere near a contender.
I'm thinking, isn't Kyrie Al Horford the type of veteran that's been around as well?
Exactly. He's talking about, he's making references to Carmelo Anthony with this. Kyrie, you don't want that.
There's no way.
You don't want that.
There's no way Carmelo Anthony's going to end up on the Boston Celtics.
He cannot. Kyrie, you do not want that. Any contender that's thinking about taking on Carmelo Anthony, I'm telling you right now.
The Sixers are thinking of grabbing him.
Of course they are.
And I love Melo.
The Sixers are the king of bad chemistry.
It's a mistake to bring Carmelo Anthony to a contender because the ball's going to stop.
Aren't they being a little harsh on Carmelo? I don't know what the deal in Houston is. They have a lot of problems. They're not losing because of Carmelo Anthony.
No, you're right. They're not.
They're really not. I guess they just realize he's not fitting in
exactly
to what they want to do. He's slow.
His son.
He plays old.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's the old dude at the Y. He's a ringer.
And honestly, it's no disrespect to him, but the guy's been around a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, how long ago was it that he was winning a national title at Syracuse when he was in his prime?
Exactly.
Like, he's had his run.
It's over.
Yeah, like, some guys are able to age gracefully. And, like, you see Vince Carter, it's crazy, man.
Vince Carter's,
like, still doing 360 dunks and
stuff.
No, like, Vince is unbelievable. Like, Melo's
too big.
He's an impact player, but Vince is still out there.
Yeah, Melo's too big to age gracefully.
Yeah, and it's a different style, right? We're in an era in which coaches hate two-point shots.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
all he does.
You got to be
long
able to,
twos.
You got to be able to hit the three. You got to be able to play both ways.
You got
to be
pass
able,
it fast.
Exactly. You got to be
fast,
able to get
fast
up and down the court. You can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. What do you want now, young fella? What do you want now, young fella?
But
that's not going to work. Carmelo Anthony on the wing in triple threat position
now,
is not going to work.
What happens now with Jimmy Butler? He's running out of places to get upset at.
You're right.
He was upset in Chicago. Now he was upset in Minnesota. Now he goes to Philadelphia, who Philadelphia has weird chemistry to begin with. I've always felt, and I've watched Philadelphia pretty closely, being a Raptor fan, we've seen him up close. They've battled each other. I've been to Sixer games. Once I even sat right behind the Philadelphia 76er bench.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, these guys don't really even listen to the coach that much. They sort of do. You can just sort of feel that there's a lack of respect going on
here. Now you got a
here.
Situation. You bring JB into that locker room.
Embiid's in his own world. Ben Simmons is already a very hard guy to get along with. Like, Ben Simmons is a phenom, right? When he was a kid in Australia, he was a big phenom. He played with the Australian national team. And nobody liked him.
Nope.
Like, they were like, man, this is an arrogant little kid. Like, him and his father, like, they didn't, it wasn't like, oh, we're taking him under our wing. It was like, they even went and they were like, listen, it's not worth having him just sit on the bench because he's not a good kid. We don't like him. He played, like, anytime he played with men in Australia, they didn't like him. He goes to LSU. He was great. They didn't even make the NCAA tournament, Corey.
Nope, it was all about him.
The team, like, hated him.
Yep.
When he was out, he got hurt. They were better.
Yep.
It was this weird deal where, yeah, I'm really good, but you guys are better when I'm not here. Like, they don't miss him there. No one, like, he didn't have any friends. I don't like getting personal about this stuff, but it's just a fact.
Yep.
That
he's grown. He can handle it. He got plenty of money.
No, exactly. But, yeah, he didn't want any of these kid friends. He
exactly.
was all like, I'm a millionaire, you guys, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even want, when they asked him, what was it like at LSU? Biggest mistake of my life.
It's crazy. You know what I mean?
Like, he didn't enjoy college life. He was just there for the sake of it. Weird place to go, too.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. If you're from the South or something, I get it. You go to LSU. Yeah.
But Baton Rouge.
You're
for
from Australia.
Baton
no wonder
Rouge
you're
is
that
not,
fun.
Yeah, exactly.
If you go, you should have went to USC or UCLA, been in L.A., hung around, got ready for the pros, and mailed it in or whatever. Instead, you went out South, and he didn't like it. And so he wasn't very popular there. Now with Philadelphia, he's very aloof. Watch Ben Simmons. He doesn't make eye contact with anybody. Or if he does, it's very brief. He looks through people, even his teammates. He sort of looks around them. And like I said, I've seen the Sixers interact on a bench. He's a great player, but he's very aloof. You know, and you wonder if you're getting 100% from him.
Exactly.
That's
and that's not
him.
Going to work. Jimmy Butler comes into that locker room. He automatically
becomes. Even stylistically, basketball-wise, Corey, it's a weird team.
Yeah.
Like, Ben can't really shoot. Embiid is a monster up front. We'll give him that. But then you got Butler. Who else? It's not like this puts them over the top.
Yeah, they're going to lack depth. Depth is going to be.
It doesn't, like, they're almost thin after that. Like, Covington did a lot of dirty work for them, bro.
Exactly. Losing Covington, like, Šarić. They're still going to have to make some more moves.
Shoot the ball.
Exactly. They're still going to have to make some more moves. But now losing
those guys. I actually think it's a pretty good move for Minnesota, bro.
It messes up your depth. For Minnesota, it's great. And
now Covington, who does.
The cancer out the locker room.
Covington does a lot of the things that people, like, you know, he'll give you the rebounds, he'll give you the block shots. You need guys like him on the floor. So you get Covington, it's sort of, you know, he's not tough, but he's a grinder at least. And then you throw in Šarić that can shoot the ball as well. This will allow Towns and Wiggins to step up. And now it's up to them to actually do it.
Who's the better team after the trade, the T-Wolves or the 76ers?
You would have to say, believe the 76ers, but I'm not so sure.
I would say the 76ers
also. This is
also,
an addition through subtraction, listen, subtraction through addition for
you
the
You bring in the best two-way player in the league. But he becomes the alpha
he's
male.
He's not the best two-way
player. He's the best two-way player in the league, Gabe.
You really think he's better than Kawhi Leonard?
He's better than Kawhi Leonard. He becomes He becomes the alpha male in the clubhouse.
Well,
the problem is,
it's our first show, and finally we have our first outrageous statement.
It's not outrageous at all. It's outrageous that you would think that he's not even.
You won't find, if we pull 100 basketball guys, you won't find one of them that thinks that Jimmy Butler is a better player than Kawhi Leonard.
Jimmy Butler is the best two-way player in the NBA.
That's crazy
we can
talk.
We pull 100 basketball guys.
That's crazy
don't
talk.
Don't come out on my side. They're wrong. But you'll see this upcoming year, Jimmy Butler play with heart. Jimmy Butler fight. He play with heart. And hopefully he can instill some of that into that 76er locker room. Because those kids, let me tell you something. When Sun had that 1 point in the playoff and they got embarrassed by the Celtics, 10 days later, he was out running around with a Kardashian. That's not Jimmy Butler basketball.
Jimmy Butler, listen, Jimmy Butler is overrated. He's a good player. But if he was so good, his teams would actually do something. And we'll see this right now. We'll see what kind of impact
he has. When he was on the Bulls, they had the Cavaliers on the ropes.
They had the Cavaliers
on the ropes. They had them on the ropes.
They didn't win anything.
No, they had them on the ropes, though. They were the only team in the East. They were the team in the East that had the closest shot at beating them.
I don't remember them having it on the ropes.
All right.
There's a long list of players that are better than Jimmy Butler, too, on both ends.
He's a good player.
He's a good player, yeah.
A long list? You're talking about Kawhi?
Jimmy Butler.
Kawhi,
Jimmy
Clay,
Butler's
and nobody
not even
else.
A top 15 player
Stop
in the
it.
NBA.
Stop it. You sound like a hater right now. You're hating on JB right now.
Off the top
now.
Of my head, I could rattle out players that are better
you're,
than
so, you sound, you, you're hating on Jimmy Butler right now.
Kevin Durant's better than he is. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry.
Okay, Kevin Durant. No, not Steph Curry. Steph Curry
Steph
can't play
Curry
defense.
Steph Curry is better than Jimmy
Butler. Steph Curry is a better offensive player. Steph Curry cannot.
He's a better
he's
basketball player.
He's a liability
player.
On defense,
He's a better
Steph
basketball
Curry.
Player. He's
JB is not a liability on defense.
Dude, all right.
Sorry.
We got a couple of calls here. So
somebody to break it up.
Let's make Bob the first ever call. We'll get to Brad, but I think it's only fitting that Bob's the first ever call on the morning after.
Hey, Gabe and Corey. How you guys doing?
What's up, Bob?
What's
How
up,
you
Bob?
Doing?
Thanks for still watching.
Corey,
you know, Michelle's not here.
The Dallas Cowboys that called it for you.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that.
And then you go boo my... The Giants today. Thanks a lot.
Sorry, Bob. I'm just the Giants.
Corey's selfish guy. He's not worried about you, Bob.
Yeah, isn't he a selfish guy? He almost quit yesterday. I think he was quitting yesterday.
I haven't made up my mind yet. We'll see today on the fantasy football.
He's not quitting. He's just going to stop fantasy football.
I'll come down to Harlem to kick your butt.
If you try to jump me in Harlem, Bob, you probably won't go well.
You make the show.
Bob, I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Bob. I'm trying to do the best I can.
And yeah, that lineup.
Yes,
that,
and remember December 7th. I'm coming down, guys. Don't forget that.
Yeah, we know, Bob. We know. The lineup.
Me and my brother will bring in a big pizza for you guys.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful.
You're going to bring it from Vermont, or you're going to buy it here?
Your pizza.
You're going to buy
it
here?
Pizza is the best. What?
Hard to have a conversation with you, Bob. Yeah. Are you going to buy the pizza here or in Vermont?
No, we're going to buy it down in New York.
Okay, right. Good.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Yeah, no. How am I going to bring it on the bus and then that would taste nasty on the bus?
I can't imagine.
It's a good point. That's why I was making sure. I don't want to eat pizza for Vermont.
No. Well, they have two good places up here. Well, one in Vermont and a couple in New Hampshire that make good New York pizza. The guy's from Boston, but he makes good New York pizza, though.
All right. So yesterday, Bob, we didn't like your DFS lineup, but you won $2, right?
Yeah, I won $2, and then I do tonight and Thursday night on the FanDuel.
All right.
Okay.
Tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna. You know what? I'll give you some. We're gonna give some DFS advice after Bob here on the show. We're gonna jump into this game from a DFS perspective too. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So
Bob.
How was the game on Saturday?
I enjoyed watching Michigan win, but it's a real challenge. You're going to get here from Vermont as quickly as I got to Piscataway, New Jersey, and back. Look, I left at noon. And I got back at 9:30.
You took 4 hours to get there.
It took like 2.5 hours or so, 3 hours or so. Yeah, my train broke down.
It took 4 hours by bus. To get down there.
Yeah, you're going to get here quick.
No, it should take about 3.5 hours.
All right, Bob.
Drives the way I drive.
Check in tomorrow, Bob. Okay, Hopefully Michelle will be back, all right?
Yeah, tonight I have Eli Manning, Saquon Barkley, and on Thursday night's game I have the Jones running back from Green Bay, D. Moore from Green Bay, Tyler Lockett from Seattle, Marvin Goodwin from San Francisco, the young guy from the tight end on Seattle, Vinette, and then O.J. Beckham on the Giants tonight. And the Giants defense.
All right, Bob.
Does that sound good?
It's a decent lineup, Bob. We got to keep it moving here, Bob. Good lineup. You'll be checking in later in the day. Let's get to Brad before we get to the break. Brad in Texas. What's up, Brad?
Brad, what up?
Yo, Corey, man. What's up with that dummy yesterday?
Brad. How about them Cowboys?
Corey's not even happy.
How about them Cowboys?
He's not even, Brad. I'm happier than
he is. I'm happy to be talking to Brad.
He came in here depressed.
How about them Cowboys, Brad? What up with you?
You know I have a call. I got a call every morning when the Cowboys win.
Have you been drinking this morning, Brad?
The celebration's been continuing. You've been going hard all night, Brad?
Hey.
He has.
I'm in Texas. We do everything bigger in Texas.
There you go, Brad.
I like it. Bob's the first call, and Brad's the most wasted call we've had on this show so far. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, I'll be calling in and talk to you guys more often.
All right, good stuff, Brad. Don't drive anywhere today, Brad.
Yeah, Brad, stay inside today.
I'd stay inside.
Stay inside today and watch the highlight shows. Watch us, then watch the highlight shows, Brad. Don't go nowhere. Don't operate a motor vehicle today, Brad, or no sharp objects.
No, that's our public service announcement. Please, yeah. Don't mow the lawn. If you're gonna hear man in Dallas lose his foot mowing lawn, that's gonna be our boy Brad. Brad blasted. That's all it takes. One win for Cowboys fans.
It's fitting. It's fitting that the show called The Morning After, our second phone call, is a dude recovering.
Yeah,
the Morning After.
I love Bob, but that would have been better if our first ever call was just a wasted dude in Dallas.
If you're someone that needs fantasy sports advice every day, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network has you covered. When you download the FNTSY Sports Radio Network app, you get the top fantasy advice every single day right through the weekend. Be sure to listen to our weekend warriors like College Football Today.
Welcome to College Football Today.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
They call me the Fantasy Jesus.
In this league,
it is never short of exciting at ITL.
And so much more. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app in the iTunes and Google Play Store now. And keep the best fantasy experts right in your pocket all day long and all week long.
I think Brad was probably the drunkest caller in the history of sports talk radio right there. It's too bad we had to go to a break.
Since Corey's draft special, nobody has been that.
Yeah, it's too bad we had to go to a break there. It's true. We should have gotten like some DFS advice from him. What do you like tonight, Brad?
I don't think Gabe wasn't up here for my draft show.
When was the draft show?
The NFL draft night? The Thursday night of the NFL or the first round?
I got smashed. The first celebrity draft here, if you recall.
You were lit that night. You were lit.
Yeah, but that wasn't live on the air.
No. You were lit.
I'll recreate it for you. Here's hour two.
Was Corey just passed out? Like, was it that bad?
He was making perfect sense on the radio, but to look at it, you're like, man, it's like intervention.
The video sounded great. To watch it was like,
I heard it. And I was like, dude, you were on last night. You were really good. And he's like, man, they're mad at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? He goes, check the YouTube video. I was like, wow, dude.
We've all been there. I'm not kidding.
How could you make that much sense and be that? He does.
I did a Periscope on Saturday after a few drinks, actually. But people seem to really enjoy it. And I figured it would be good. Like, I could use it as documentation, right? It's like I got jumped by a bunch of Rutgers kids or something.
That
would have
been great.
Which actually nearly happened. So what's up, Bones? You keep asking. You're very excited about this J-Lo A-Rod stuff. So what's going on here?
I'm sorry, I didn't read the story. I'm spoiled by Michelle doing this for us, and so I sent it to you guys. I got sidetracked.
So basically, A-Rod has a child.
All I know is I know enough to know that J-Lo should not be poking her nose into someone else's child custody, you know, goings on, especially when the guy's got so much money. A-Rod is just, you know, A-Rod can afford it.
I'm sure A-Rod's lawyers can handle this.
Yeah.
More or less, I think the child support.
The baby mama's upset because now, I mean, she's got to fight A-Rod. That's hard enough. Now you got to fight, you know, J-Lo, too. It makes her look bad. She's got, you know.
Let's just be real.
I think the woman is trying to get $100,000 a month, and J-Lo's like, well,
nothing. For the money that A-Rod has, that's Giuliani's ex-wife wants like $200K a month. So, and Rudy ain't making the money A-Rod has.
J-Lo is like, he should only have to pay $10,000 a month. And they're like,
Shut up.
J-Lo should mind her business.
All right, so here it is, page six. All right, former Yankees Alex Rodriguez's new flame, Jennifer Lopez, has clashed with his ex-wife Cynthia about how much she should pony up.
How much did he steal from the Yankees alone? What's that, $120,000 a year is what J-Lo is saying she's...
Yeah, A-Rod's been paying $100K a month.
Wait.
He wants to pay $10K. J-Lo says pay $10 so she can spend that money.
Mind you, J-Lo's worth...
She's got her own money.
J-Lo's worth $380 million.